Good morning, Kaya. My name is Mara O'Connor. We're here in Centra in Belle Desmond to raise money for the Cancer Connect Corpus. They're based in Bantry and they do fantastic work because we all know how affected every house in Ireland is by cancer. And the Cancer Connect bus is a voluntary service and it just collects people and brings them back home again. And it takes a little bit of the pressure off the patient and the patient's family, that they don't have to be worried as to who gets them to and from their either chemo or radiotherapy appointments.
Mornings like this, Maura, you're having people coming in and just pop in to say hello, give a bit of money, but also it's helping them to get out of the house and maybe connect their stories together as well.
Yeah, today is Pension Day, Friday. And we have a lot of people that are just in and out, and Friday seems to be their social occasion. They come, they collect their pension, and the fact today now that they can sit down, as some people are, and enjoy their cup of tea or their cup of coffee, and the voluntary baking has just been absolutely amazing. People, IRD Johalo, have been brilliant. They have given us a huge amount of confectionery. All the locals, family members. And I'd like to say a special thank you to Wayne, the manager here in Centra, because he has been so helpful. Nothing is any problem to him. And he has offered the cups, the water, milk, sugar, you name it. And Wayne has said, no problem, work away.
And I see Barry's tea by him as well.
The Barry's tea is actually supplied by, it's given to the Cancer Connect. So they supply the tea bags, the Barry's Tea sponsors the tea bags, which is absolutely fantastic.
Jeepers, that's a really big help, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. But I think when it comes to cancer, I think everybody is, okay, it's cancer. We've been there, we've done that, we bought the t-shirt, and it's just one of those things that it affects everybody.
Maura, why are you giving so much of your time here? And I know you're a huge ambassador here for Bally Desmond. But you know, you're giving your time here on a Friday morning as well, and you're helping people out.
Well, I was very sick last year. Now, luckily enough, it wasn't cancer. It was a heart thing. And my husband, Pat, has been very, very sick now with 3 years. And he was so bad that he actually couldn't work anymore because he was actually a coach driver. So he can't drive commercially anymore, but he can drive a car on a voluntary basis. So he does the voluntary work. It's only once a month, one person once a month to take somebody for an appointment. So when he was doing the Cancer Connect, I saw the poster for this, and I said to Pat, I said, you know what? I said, I'll try that. So I contacted Helen. She's the boss woman below in Bantry, head of Cancer Connect. And I said to her, you know, I said, I'd be interested in it. God love us. She was delighted. So she came up now last week and she brought me all the bits and pieces, the posters, the stickers, the biros, the everything. And she's been so, so good. She's fantastic.
Yeah, and you're good too, Maura.
Oh, thank you, Kaya. You're not so bad yourself.
Wayne O'Donnell, owner, Centra Bally Desmond.
Wayne, why did you get behind the Cancer Connect today for the coffee morning?
Look, I suppose getting involved in things like this in the community brings everyone together and just shows how much hard work goes into looking after all the people needing all the services that they provide. Maura would have contacted me a few weeks ago about hosting a coffee morning, so we were only happy to support it, and glad there's been such a good turnout.
Yeah, and tell me why it's important for, you know, communities like yourselves to get behind these services.
I think the most important thing that we found so far is that the conversations and networking that they have when they come here, most people I know have been affected by cancer in some way, and I think just sitting down having a cup of coffee, no matter what charity you're supporting, it just brings people together to allow them the space to speak about it. We did another event there a few weeks ago on breast cancer awareness, and we found that like it's really important for people to come, sit down, have a cup of coffee, you know, be in good form and talk about struggles they might be going through. And even since that, we've had customers come in and talking about just hosting kind of events on monthly occasions that they can go there, especially in rural areas like this where a lot of services are gone from areas. I suppose being at the forefront with the shop in the community, it's important to explain to people that it's okay to ask us for support and use our facilities whenever they need it.
So it's more than just a shop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely. I think that's the big learning course we took over there 6 months ago. It's kind of the heart of a lot of the community. We've been very fortunate that they've been really supportive to us, and we always try to give back as well. We're really open to supporting all aspects of the community. We're involved in different sponsorships for the last 6 months, but we're hoping to grow that in the short and long term future as well.
And as you say, you're only taking over the last couple of months yourself. What's life been like since taking over here in Ballydesmond?
Yeah, it's been great. Thoroughly enjoyable. It's been great to get to know all the new faces around the place. And they've been really supportive, not just in the shop, but for any other little bits we need. Even in the storm there last 2 weeks ago, I got a few phone calls off local people making sure that I was okay to get the shop open for all the elderly people that might not be able to come in here. And I must say my staff have been absolutely fantastic since I took over. I think we've retained everybody, which was a challenge in itself, because sometimes when new faces come into communities like this, a lot of people might move on, but thankfully everyone has stayed so far, and we're hoping to build it and grow it in the next few months, you know.
Yeah, very good. Well, Wayne, thanks so much for everything that you are doing for the Kinetic Cafe this morning, and I suppose hopefully there'll be more going in the future as well.
Yeah, no problem. Look, our door is always open for anything like this. I think this is maybe the 9th or 10th different organisation that's come in here in the last 6 months. You see this a lot in urban areas, but I think it's really important for rural communities to have these days as well, because some people that, you know, want to come in mightn't be able to get to the big towns or the big cities. Yeah. But having these little networking community events in small places, I think it really shows that it affects all aspects of areas, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like when you're watching for a sitting, they're all inside the shop having their little chats. It's the same inside here this morning.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it brings a great buzz to the location as well. You can see the townland is busy this morning. But it's not just so, as I said, I go back to one of my previous points. It's not the shop, it's the whole aspect of networking and community and giving people a space to meet up. Unfortunately, a lot of rural Ireland now is kind of closing down in different areas, and there's shops closing and there's businesses closing all over the country. But I suppose having a space here that they can sit down, have a coffee, have a chat and talk about struggles. And you never know, like someone there might be passing, you know, going to Tralee or going to Cork, and they might pick up someone they mightn't have met before and bring them along with them. So I think that's the kind of important piece for it as well, you know?
Yeah, very good. Well, Wayne, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks very much.